Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from the Gospel of John, chapter 14, verses 25 through 27. Jesus said, "All this I have spoken while still with you, but the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid." Before Jesus ascended into heaven, he knew his disciples would be troubled. They would witness his arrest and crucifixion. But even after his resurrection, Jesus would not be with them in the same way. Not only that, but Jesus was giving them the responsibility of carrying on his mission. So he promised to give them a helper, the Advocate. That promise still holds. Christ has not left us alone. He sends his Holy Spirit to be our comforter, counselor, and guide. The gospel did not go silent when Jesus departed. It continues to sound forth because the Spirit is still at work. But how does the Spirit come to us? Jesus doesn't leave that a mystery. The Spirit works through God's Word, the Bible. Jesus ties the Spirit's presence to his teachings. Whenever the Word of Christ is proclaimed, read, remembered, or believed, the Spirit is there. The Spirit is not found in our feelings or dramatic signs, but in the clear, dependable promises of God. That gives us great peace. We don't have to chase after signs or wonder if God is near. We open the Bible, and there he is. The Spirit speaks to us through the same word he inspired, bringing comfort, conviction, and clarity. And with that word, he gives peace, not as the world gives, but a peace that stills our troubled hearts and strengthens us in Christ. Because Jesus lives, he sends us his Spirit. Because his Spirit speaks through the word, we are never alone. Holy Spirit, come to me through your word. Remind me of all that Jesus has done. Calm my troubled heart with your peace, and help me always trust that you are with me. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then Daily Devotions. God bless your day.